我哋今日读经嘅经文嚟自加拉太书嘅5章10至13节，同埋6章14至16节。我哋会一齐读出，先读中文，又再读英文。
Today's scripture reading is taken from Galatians chapter 5, verses 10 through 13, and chapter 6, verses 14 through 16. We'll read it first in Chinese and then in English.
加拉太书第五章。我在主里很信你们必不怀别的心，但搅扰你们的无论是谁必担当他的罪名。弟兄们，我若仍旧全国礼，为什么还受逼迫呢？若是这样，那十字架讨厌的地方就没有了。恨不得那搅乱你们的人把自己割绝了。弟兄们，你们蒙召是要得自由，只是不可将你们的自由当作放纵情欲的机会，总要用爱心互相服侍。但我断不以别的夸口，只夸我们主耶稣基督的十字架。因这十字架，就我而论，世界已经钉在十字架上；就世界而论，我已经钉在十字架上。受割礼不受割礼都无关紧要，要紧的就是作新造的人。凡照此理而行的，愿平安怜悯加给他们和神的以色列民。
Galatians 5:10. I am confident in the Lord that you will take no other view. The one who is throwing you into confusion, whoever that may be, will have to pay the penalty. Brothers and sisters, if I am preaching circumcision, why am I still being persecuted? In that case, the offense of the cross has been abolished. As for those agitators, I wish they would go to the whole way and emasculate themselves. You, my brothers and sisters, were called to be free, but do not use your freedom to indulge the flesh. Rather, serve one another humbly in love. May I never boast except in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, through which the world has been crucified to me and I to the world. Neither circumcision nor uncircumcision means anything. What counts is the new creation. Peace and mercy to all who follow this rule, to the Israel of God.
詹姆斯今日传讲信息的题目是真自由与十字架。
Today's message given by Pastor Wilson is titled True Freedom and the Cross.
Good morning.
大家早晨。
You know, the cross of Christ stands in utter judgment over every human being.
神的十字架，祂的审判是在万人之上。
And so let me ask you, why is that so?
为什么会是这样呢?
You know, no one can stay neutral at the foot of the cross of Christ unless you don't understand it.
除非你不明白的说话，每一个站在十字架下面的人，他都会有自己的立场，有不同的审判。
In other words, as you'll see on slide 2, the cross will either offend you deeply or transform you completely.
当你站在十字架的前面的时候，这个十字架它一是会对你造成很大的挑战，或者另一方面是将你完全改变过来。
The Apostle Paul is saying you will either be offended by the cross of Christ or you will glory in it.
使徒保罗他说过这个十字架会令到你得到这个的荣耀，另一方面可能在之中你会有很多的挑战。
The phrase that Paul uses in Galatians 6:20 is you will boast.In the cross.
他说在这个的加拉太书第六章第十四节，他里面这么说，他第十四节他说你会在这个十字架上面是因为他而夸口。
What Paul means there is, it will become the transforming center of your universe.
当夸口的意思就是说他会成为你一切的中心。
See, there's no neutral ground. Nothing in between is possible because the gospel, the message, that Paul's preaching is so radical.
因为保罗所宣讲神嘅信息系咁呢个嘅啊，同世界上咁唔同嘅缘故啊，令到好多人有好多嘅冲击。
See, it's one or the other. You either hate the cross if you truly understand it, or it'll change your life.
一系佢会啊，你会因为佢有呢个改变啊，或者另一方面佢你觉得。对你的生活太多冲击。
So again, if you truly understand the cross, it will either offend you or you will boast in it.
一是你会因为十字架而夸口，另一方面十字架对你作出太多的挑战。
Now someone might be thinking and saying this to yourself, I'm not offended by the cross.
十字架讲的东西对我没什么挑战可言啊。
I think it's a beautiful symbol. I have plenty of them.
只是一个的标记而已，我有家里有很多。
I even have one around my neck.
我还带着条十字架的链添。
I've always believed it was a beautiful, inspiring symbol, but I don't glory in the cross.
我觉得十字架是一个很鼓舞人的一个的标记，但在里面找到这个光荣。
I'm not transformed by the cross.
我没有受到十字，我没有被十字架去改变我啊。
Now, if it's really true that you're not deeply offended, nor do you glory in the cross, that can only mean one thing. You don't get it.
如果你十字架对你没有任何的挑战，也都不可以改变你的时候，即是说其实你根本不明白。
You don't really see.What the cross of Jesus Christ is really teaching.
你不明白十字架的道理。
And so if you value your soul and your very life, you must find out what the cross of Christ really says.
如果你真的去珍惜你的灵魂，珍惜你的生命的时候，你需要明白十字架的道理。
It's a matter of life or death. You must understand it.
你一定要为了生死的问题要去明白它。
Now, if you were with us last time, we said the cross sets you free.
上个星期我们讲到十字架令我们得到释放，有真自由。
It brings you true freedom.
给你有一个真正的自由。
What's that?
什么叫做真自由呢？
Well, freedom is understood by the average person today as always doing what you want.
今日啲人去睇自由，即系话我中意做乜就做乜。
You never have to sacrifice what you want because someone on the outside is forcing you to.
你唔需要去做啲咩嘢，因为喺外边嘅人会逼你自然嘅咁做。
You see, that's the world's definition. That's the modern definition of freedom.
呢个就系今日嘅人呢个世代嘅自由嘅解释。
But as we said last time, here's the problem with that understanding. You can't be in a love relationship without tension.
咁要系咁嘅时候，喺一个嘅关系里边会有好多嘅张力。
If somebody says they love you, but they are not willing to sacrifice their desires for you, then you know they don't really love you.
咁有个人同你讲话佢爱你，但另一方面唔可以为你作出任何嘅牺牲嘅时候，即系佢嘅爱好有限。
Paul says, Christian, you're called by God to be free.
佢话保罗话基督徒啊，你被神呼召系得到自由。
He's talking to the Galatian Christians, to people about what he calls his opponents, the circumcision party.
就是这个所谓很着重这个的割礼派的人所讲的很不同。
The circumcision party are the people who are trying to limit the Galatian Christians and have them lose their freedom.
那这个的在当时在加拉太这个割礼派的人他很想要这个加拉太的信徒他们的自由是得到很多的限制。
The false teachers, the circumcision party said, you must give to God a record of righteousness to be saved.
他说你要给神一个的公义的证明。
But the Apostle Paul said, no, that's not so. That's not what the gospel says.
但保罗说不是啊，圣经从来福音没讲过一样这样的东西。
On the contrary, you have to receive. See the opposite? You have to receive from God a record of righteousness in order to be saved.
他说你要得救的时候呢，要从神而来得到一个公义的证明。
So what is the essence of salvation or being accepted by God?
咁究竟神所讲嘅呢个嘅救恩嘅重点喺边度呢？
Is it to give a record of righteousness or is it to receive a record of righteousness?
系俾神一个公义嘅证明，因为系从神嗰度收到一个公义嘅证明呢？
Well, the false teachers or the circumcision party said, number one, believe in Christ.
第一，佢话你要系住喺呢个嘅基督嘅里边。
They said, number two, obey the law.
佢话第二要追随，遵随呢个律法。
And then comes number three, you'll be accepted by God.
当你咁做嘅时候，你会被神所接纳。
Paul said, no way, that's not true.
但保罗话唔系啊，呢啲完全都系错嘅。
Number one is believe in Christ.
第一，好简单，你相信基督。
But number two is be accepted by God.
第二系被基督所接纳。
And then number three, you'll obey the law.
然后第三，你就去遵随呢个律法。
You see the radically different approaches?
你睇唔到到两样嘢之间有咩嘅唔同呢？
Paul says not just that the other approach is wrong. He says if you follow that other approach that the circumcision party was teaching, you have lost your freedom.
佢话保罗话，如果你跟随各礼派嘅时候啊，唔单止你系错，你都会失去晒你所有嘅自由。
So Paul's gospel message is this. If you don't keep hold of the gospel that I taught you, you will lose the radical freedom that comes to you from the gospel.
保罗对喺呢个嘅加拉太嘅信徒讲，如果你唔跟随我嘅教导嘅时候，你唔单止会冇晒你嘅自由，亦都喺你嘅信仰上边你会系迷失。
Now, how do you get that radical freedom?
咁你点可以得到呢一个保罗所讲嘅自由呢？
Well, the Apostle Paul says there are two things you have to do if you want to get and keep that radical freedom which you get only from the gospel of Christ.
咁保罗话你点样可以从呢个福音里边得到呢个嘅自由呢？
You'll see on slide 7. You have to first let the cross offend you.
他说第一，你要接受十字架的挑战。
1 Corinthians 1, Paul says that he found many of the Jews were offended by the cross because they wanted power.
那在这个的哥林多前书第一章里面，他说很多的犹太人被这个十字架去挑战，因为他真正要得到的是权力。
If you are familiar with what was happening in Paul's day, where the Jews were under suppression by the Romans.
因为当时犹太人被罗马人去统治所压制。
They wanted the power. They didn't want the Romans to have the power.
他们想得到这个权力，他们想得到从罗马政府那里得到自由的权力。
Another group of people, many of the Greeks, were offended by the cross because they wanted wisdom.
另一方面，这个希腊人也都被十字架去挑战，因为希腊人想得到的是智慧。
And Paul's famous line in 1 Corinthians 1 is, he says, to those who believe both Jew and Greek, the cross of Christ is the power and wisdom of God.
但根据这个哥林多前书第一章里面，保罗说其实十字架就是这个的权力和智慧的所在。
By the way, we have that on our letterhead in our church.
咁其實喺我哋教會啊，我哋呢個嘅嘅啊呢個信封嘅抬頭，你可以見到
that the cross is the power and the wisdom of God.
十字架係神嘅能力，神嘅智慧。
What Paul is saying here is some people are offended in one way, others are offended in another way.
咁我哋睇到就話十字架對唔同嘅人作出咗唔同嘅挑戰。
And as we said last time, if you look at the two ways people were offended in Paul's time, you see the same kinds of people today.
其實當日嘅猶太人、希臘人被十字架所挑戰，同我哋今日現代人被十字架嘅挑戰係一模一樣。
First of all, there are still the group of people who are offended by the cross because they really think what the world needs is wisdom. You need education. That's what the world says.
對於今日世界上嚟講，佢哋覺得人最需要嘅係教育同埋喺教育而嚟嘅智慧。
You can call that group the intellectuals today.
或者係我哋今日所謂嘅知識分子。
The intellectual group back in Paul's day were the Greeks.
就係喺當日就係呢個希臘人。
At least the group of Greeks that Paul was referring to.
就係保羅所講到嘅。
Now, if Jesus had just come telling us how to live, that would have been a compliment.
咁如果神佢就教我点样样去生活嘅时候，咁样讲系一个嘅赞许。
That would have been Jesus' way of saying, "Aha! You see, your problem is you're basically good people, but you just don't see the way to live, and I'll tell you how to live."
所以其實佢唔係淨係話啊，其實你基本上邊係一個好人，只係你生活上邊啊有些微嘅錯謬嚇，你個鏡頭嘅角度歪咗啲啫。
Of course, that's not insulting, and therefore there's nothing offensive about that.
咁所以好似咧冇問題啦。
But if Jesus came to die.Which he did, and the scriptures make that clear. What he's really saying is the lack of wisdom is not the problem.
咁如果佢神真系嚟到啊，真系为我哋死嘅时候啊，冇咗呢个嘅智慧，唔系最大嘅问题。
It's your evil, wicked, corrupt, sinful nature.
其实最大嘅问题就喺人呢个邪恶嘅本性嘅里边。
And when that's spelled out.Boy, the cross is offensive.
咁当耶稣咁样样讲出嚟嘅时候，呢个十字架对好多人嚟讲造成咗好大嘅伤害同埋挑战。
As you'll see on slide 8, there's another kind of people who are offended by the cross. It's the common person.
咁另一方面，好多当时嘅普通嘅人都被呢个十字架去挑战咗。
And by way of review.Now, the common person, as we said last time, is not into expertise.
今日很多的人不是那些所谓的专家。
The common person does not think the world will be saved through the right philosophies.
很多的人他们不觉得个世界是被一个啱的一个的哲学的道理所拯救。
In fact, I think you'll agree with me, the common person is pretty cynical about the intellectuals.
咁其實好多普通嘅人對於所謂嘅專家、知識分子嚇、都抱呢個懷疑嘅態度。
And what the common person believes is some people are good and some people are bad。
咁好多人都覺得啊，世界上面有兩種人，有好人，有壞人。
See, that's what the common person thinks. You know, just people are up to no good. Some people are up to no good.
有啲人係壞嘅。
And so you have to work hard. You have to be a good father. You have to be a good mother. You have to be a good citizen.
咁所以你点做咧？吓，咁你就勤勤力力啊，做个好人，做个好爸爸啊，做个好嘅公民。
You have to keep out of trouble. You have to be a decent person.
啊，你做啊一个啊应该人要做嘅嘢啊，咁咧唔好触犯法律，咁就好啦。
That's what it means. That's what will save us.
咁当你咁做嘅时候咧，吓、啊、咁你就得救啦。
That's what the common person thinks will make the world a better place。
当每个人都咁做嘅时候，个世界 就会好啲。
That's why there's so much finger pointing today. The real problem is all these bad people out there who are selfish, these bad people who are criminals, the violent ones.
咁所以其实咧，今日啲人咧好中意咧，将个矛头指向嗰啲人，话就系啲咁嘅人，所以呢个世界就搞成咁啦。
That's the problem.
呢个就系个问题。
That's what the common person thinks.
呢个就系今日一般嘅人佢哋谂嘅嘢。
And Apostle Paul's response to that is, therefore, the cross of Christ is foolishness, foolishness to them.
他说，所以为什么对于他来讲，十字架是愚拙的？
As you see on slide 9, once you've realized the offensive of the cross, you have to accept the offensive message. You have to receive it. You have to boast in it.
他说，所以他在第九个 slide 佢话到就系，当你见到十字架俾你嘅挑战嘅时候，你去接受呢个十字架挑战，去接纳佢，并且因为指住呢个十字架而去夸口。
And that's what you have to do in order to be set free, according to Paul.
当你咁样做嘅时候，你就会得到真正嘅自由。
Free from what?
咁喺咩里边得到自由咧
？From all the world's false identities.
就呢个世界所讲到嗰啲错谬嘅身份、错谬嘅言论。
You see, the Bible makes it absolutely clear: human beings were made to commune, to worship God.
咁喺圣经讲得好清楚，人嘅被造系要去敬拜神，亦都系与神去有呢个团契沟通。
And so, we've come to the point.Where we need to know what does boasting in the cross mean?
咁我所以问一个问题，乜嘢叫做指住十字架而夸口咧
？Well, as the Gospel of Mark will tell you, what the cross says is the problem is not wisdom, the problem is not a lack of power, it's you, it's your wickedness.
咁喺呢个嘅马可福音里边好清楚，佢话世界上嘅问题。不是这个世界没有智慧，不是这个世界没有这个权力，问题是你和我。
The Bible, and we don't like this because we think it's offensive, the Bible says, the core of your being, you have a wicked heart.
其实圣经很清楚讲到，他说人有一个邪恶的心。
And of course, that is offensive.
咁呢样嘢啊，对好多人系令好多人系唔高兴。
Peter thought he was serving Jesus。
佢又觉得啊，佢哋系服侍紧耶稣。
You know, if you go through the first half of the book of Mark, chapters 1 through 8, you'll see Peter thought that。
咁喺呢个嘅马可福音第一章到第八节里边，曾经提起过呢个嘅彼得。
It's very obvious. Peter thought what it took to be a Christian was you serve Jesus and do what he says.
咁其实当时喺第一章到第八章里边，马可福音嘅彼得佢觉得跟随耶稣信耶稣就系话你做佢要你做嘅嘢咁简单。
And then Jesus surprises Peter in Mark 9:1.
咁喺呢个嘅马可福音嘅第九章第一节里边，佢咁样讲。
Jesus says to Peter, "I want you to know, Peter, that I have to die. I have to be tortured and suffer and die."
咁喺呢个嘅马可福音嘅第九章第一节里边，耶稣话俾彼得同埋门徒听，佢话我要去为你哋受死。
Let me ask you, for those of you who are familiar with the Gospel of Mark, what happens? What happens to Peter?
咁当耶稣基督咁样同彼得讲嘅时候，彼得有咩嘅回应呢
？Right away, Peter rebukes Jesus.
咁彼得即刻去顶撞耶稣基督。
It's right there in Mark. Peter is offended. He's offended by the cross.
当耶稣基督咁样讲嘅时候，彼得对于呢个十字架所俾佢挑战实在系太大啦。
You see, Peter got it wrong initially. The point is, he thought that you just had to be good. You just had to serve Jesus. That was enough.
彼得原來以為我跟隨耶穌的意思去做他要做的事就是這麼簡單。And
Jesus rebukes Peter. He says, no, I have to die on a cross.
但是耶穌說,不是啊,我是要為你去受死。
That's a tremendous insult. That's offensive.
当耶稣基督这样讲的时候，是完全对彼得向来固有的心态做出一个好大的挑战。And
Peter didn't get it. He didn't understand it.
彼得完全不明白究竟耶稣在讲什么。He
didn't initially understand that salvation, redemption has to be purely and surely by God's grace.
彼得当时明白到就话这个嘅救恩，这个拯救完全。
And until Peter was offended by the cross of Christ and saw the offensiveness of it, he couldn't boast in it.
但直至到彼得他一直的心态被耶稣的说话挑战的时候，他只有一个深一层的体会。
Now I'll spell it out for you. What does it mean to boast in cross? This is on slide 10.
咁咩叫做喺指着呢个十字架夸口呢？
As you see on the screen, you accept that salvation is radically, totally, completely by God's grace.
佢讲到好简单，就话指着十字架夸口嘅意思，就话你要去接受救恩系完全系因为神嘅恩典所而有嘅。
Instead of being offended by that, though it's very insulting, you decide, I accept that.
不是出于人，所以或者对好多人来讲是一个嘅侮辱，但你要学习讲一样嘢就话我去接受。
You say, as Paul says, I boast in it.
当你去接受这个改变的时候，就是意思保罗所讲，我指着十字架去夸口。
And that changes everything.
当你这样做的时候，会去改变一切。Now
that word translated boast that Paul uses here literally means what it says.
这个夸口里面其实是什么意思呢？
What are you boasting?
今天我们会是因为什么事情去引以为傲呢？
You know, if something great happens to you, you get your dream job or get into your dream school, you tell people about it.
当人可能找到他想找的工，入到他们所说的学校，他们会周围告诉别人。
Right? You boast in it.
你去因为这些东西，你自己引以为傲。
You know, if someone gives you a compliment, you feel good.
当人去赞赏你的时候，你觉得很开心。
You like to hear those words, that you're very good at what you do.
当你人家跟你说，你要做的事你做得很好，你听到很开心。And
when you get some kind of award or scholarship, you boast in it.
当人有这个奖学金，或者得到这个升迁的时候，他们很开心。Now
that doesn't mean you brag about it to others.
夸口引以为傲，不代表说你周围去跟人家宣传，在这里。
As you and I, as fellow human beings, you know no one likes a braggart.
没人喜欢那些人很沙沙沉沉，周围在这里把东西唱出来。In
fact, I think it's not amiss to say we hate people who brag about themselves.
我们不喜欢人家这样在我们面前沙沉。
Why do people want to brag? Why do people hate braggarts?
为什么我们不喜欢这些人这么沙尘呢？在这里夸口呢？
Well, you only hate a boaster if you want to be one who everybody is centering on.
Can you repeat that?
You only hate a boaster if you want to be one.
我们不喜欢这些人这么沙尘，因为可能也是你自己想是其中一个。
You see, the more self-centered you are, the more you hate self-centered people.
其实当你越是好自我的时候，你越是不喜欢这么自我的人。
You know, the more proud you are, the more you hate proud people.
当你越是骄傲的时候，你越是不喜欢那些骄傲的人。
The more of a braggart you really are in your own heart, the more you absolutely can't stand others who brag.
那些越是内心骄傲的人，他越是不喜欢那些很沙尘的人。
That's why you disguise your bragging. People won't like you.
所以当那些人这样做的时候，你不高兴。
But here's the problem. You still boast in the heart.
但其实当你喜欢也好，不喜欢也好，很多时候在我们内心里面，我们都有一个很自傲的心态。
That's what we all do.It's because, as you'll see in slide 11, what you boast in is what gives you the emotional strength to face the world.
但是当在圣经所讲指着十字架的夸口这件事的时候，是给到你在情感上面这个的圣灵里面的一个能力。
You say, this is what makes me special.
第一件事令到我和这个世界有什么不同。
This is what makes me special.Great.
是一样东西令到我感觉得很好。
This makes me powerful. This makes me confident.
并给到我有一个从内心发出的一个的信心，充满信心。
And so what's Paul saying here in the text?
那究竟保罗在这段的经文在讲什么东西呢？
Paul's telling us in Galatians how you can find out what a real Christian is.
在加拉太书里面，保罗告诉我们一个真正的基督徒究竟是怎样的呢？
A real Christian doesn't just believe in the cross in a general way.
一个的真正的基督徒不单止定是相信十字架。
A real Christian doesn't just enjoy the cross or even just think it's inspiring.
他们不单止觉得十字架很特别，十字架给到他们很多的鼓舞。
God, through the Apostle Paul, says a Christian boasts in the cross.
他告诉我们，十字基督徒是指着这个十字架去夸口。
I repeated Galatians 6:14 in a New King James Version. It's on the screen here. But God forbid that I should glory save in the cross of Christ.
在这个的加拉太书第六章十四节话：我断不以别的夸口，只夸我们主耶稣基督的十字架。
And what Paul means there is there's nothing else he's obsessed with as a source of his own very meaning.
佢话世界上面冇一样嘢除咗十字架之外，佢睇到咗系佢内心能力嘅泉源。
For Paul, and I would say for every Christian, the cross of Christ is the fountain of everything he or she is, everything that he has become, everything he hopes in.
我们作为基督徒的，我们看到了十字架是我们生命、生活上面每一样东西的泉源。
The cross of Christ is the center of Paul's universe.
对于保罗来讲，他的世界就是环绕着这个十字架。
It's the teaching, it's the doctrine that he pours over and thinks over again and again and again.
保罗所讲的神学，他讲的这个的道理，他讲的道，完全都是关于围绕着十字架。
He ponders over it, he meditates on it, he tries to digest the cross. It's makes it possible for him to do anything, to face anybody.
因为十字架的道理令到保罗去不断地去思想、去默想、去咀嚼，亦都将这个的十字架去讲出来。
I hope you see, he's very adamant here. I won't boast in anything else, he says.
他说我不会因为其他的东西而去夸口。
It's because if you boast,in anything else which gives you hope, power, confidence, you're not free.
他说 如果你是靠着其他的东西去夸口的时候，你不会得到这个自由。
If you boast in circumcision, the law, your pedigree, accomplishments, you're not free.
他说如果你因为你的成就，因为你的工作，因为你的工，你今天的环境夸口的时候，你不会有这个自由。
Why not?
为什么呢？
You're in a fragile condition.
因为其实我们今天所在的环境是一个很脆弱的世界。
You see, you can boast in your looks. You can boast in your intellect. You can boast in your physical strength.
我们可能因为个外表，因为我们的体能，我们的聪明智慧，我们引以为傲。
You might have a lot to boast in, but it won't last.
可能你和我有很多的事情，我们都会引以为傲，但很可惜，这些引以为傲的事，很多时候都不是永远长久。
You're going to lose those things as the years go on.
你可能有很多很多的东西你值得夸口。
Or, you're always going to meet and find someone who's better.
但是你会永远找到撞到另一个人，好像样样嘢都比你好。
And so if you boast in your accomplishments, you might fail next week.
咁可能你呢个礼拜为你所有嘅成就，你好引以为荣，但下个星期你好似完全嘅系一个失败。
Somebody might come along who looks better or is smarter than you.
有一个人可能比你更加靓，比你更加聪明。
That's why Paul says, God forbid that I should boast in anything but this.
所以保罗说，除了十字架，除了基督之外，我没有一样东西值得我去夸口。
I can't stress that enough. A Christian is not just somebody who says, I believe in a cross. I like the cross.
基督徒不是只是说他们去只是喜欢这个十字架那么简单。
A Christian glories boasts in the cross.
因为基督徒他是以十字架，因为十字架的荣耀而去夸口。
I have this on slide 12. A Christian says God's wisdom is seen at the cross.
在十字架上面我们看到了神的智慧。
As you'll see on the screen, if you didn't have the cross, I would either have a God who just overlooked evil or a God of love only.
咁如果我哋呢个冇咗呢个十字架嘅时候，呢个神一系好似系净系识得去爱啊，冇其他嘅嘢，或者呢个神去高高在上，睇唔起任何一个人。
Or on the other hand, I would have a God of holiness and absolute standards only who was harsh and crushed people.
另一方面，可能呢个神去圣洁，但系系遥不可及嘅时候。对于我来讲，这个神只是很严厉去做一个标准要我去追求。
But thanks be to God, on the cross, the love and the holiness of God brilliantly fulfill each other.
因为十字架的缘故，神的标准，神的圣洁，神的爱是融合在这个十字架的里面。
And a true Christian marvels.Wonders thinking about that.
而一个真正的基督徒会因为十字架的缘故，他们会很诧异。
Because he or she truly understands, really knows how great the cross really is.
因为他看到了究竟十字架真正的意义在哪一度。
It's an unbelievable doctrine.
是一个你不可以相信一个的道理。
And on the cross, God gives us a gift that reconciles the irreconcilable.
而在这个十字架上面，因为基督的缘故，我们可以与父神一起复活。
Love and the law.
是有将这个爱和这个的律法去将我们去两下去解在一起。
How do we know that Christians glory in the cross?
我们怎知道基督徒的荣耀是在十字架的里面呢？
Well, look at all the hymns that have been written throughout the ages stating that in Psalm.
你看看在历史上我们所见到的。
One is from William Cowper in his great hymn, Love Constraining to Obedience.
他看到了有出名的诗歌，看到这个因为爱的缘故，造成了很多人去信服。
I'll just read you the chorus. To see the law by love fulfilled and hear his pardoning voice changes a slave into a child and duty into choice.
他看到就说，当这个基督教，这个基督的爱的缘故，将一个原本是一个奴隶的神，奴隶的人，变成了一个跟随耶稣基督的一个人。
You see, my friends, that's the reason that Christians follow Jesus.
当人去跟随基督的时候，会有这样的事情发生。
As William Cowper put it, to see the law by love fulfilled.
他看到就说，因为爱去令到这个律法得到完全。
Because on the cross, law and love come together.
在这个十字架的上面，律法和爱是融合在一起。
The law is fulfilled by Jesus dying on the cross.
当耶稣基督为我们死的时候，去完全了律法上面的要求。
The justice of God is met.
这个神的公义做到了。
Payment is made in full.
去令到你能够得到这个充满，得到完全。
Because justice demands payment, you owe God.
当这个公义去要求到我们所欠神的要去还返给神。
Someone has to pay. Someone has to pay down your sin debt.
有一个人要为到因为我们罪的缘故所欠神的债要还清他。
And as another famous hymn writer wrote,Jesus paid it all. All to him I owe.
另一位的诗人也都讲到在耶稣基督的里面他将一切的东西去还清。
See, Jesus, his payment, his death on the cross is accepted by a holy God because Jesus was sinless. He was innocent.
因为耶稣的无罪，所以他的牺牲被神去接纳。
And he pays in your place.Your penalty, your transgression against God and others.
神为到我们的罪，为到我们的过错，去付上了代价。
And so the challenge in Galatians 5 and 6 is this for us. Do you today boast in the cross?
所以在加拉太书今天给你的挑战就是说，你有没有指着十字架而夸口呢？
Do you let that truth sink deep into you?
你有没有容许这个的真理真是沉淀在你的心灵的里面？
Because a true Christian personally boasts in the cross.
因为一个真正的基督徒会指着十字架而夸口。
Let me in closing show you exactly how it happens.
让我去这样来去结束。
Let me give you a very practical example.
给一个的例子你。
Again, it's not that your problems will be all over and done with if you're boasting in a cross.
我不是说你我指着十字架夸口，那我什么的问题都没有了。
But you know what will happen? Your problems will be under control.
你的问题会受到这个的控制。
Because the next time you get really scared, depressed, angry, ask and tell yourself something.
因为当你下次你的问题又来到，当你很愤怒、很紧张的时候。
First, ask, what is it that I'm so afraid of losing?
那我究竟我怕我会没了什么东西呢？
That's why I'm afraid.
这个就是其实我真正害怕的一件事。
That's why I'm angry and depressed.
所以點解我會咁嬲，亦都點解我會咁沮喪。
Ask yourself that. What is it that I'm so afraid of losing?
你問你自己，究竟我好怕冇咗嘅係咩嘢呢？
And then look at that and say, God forbid, God forbid that I should glory in this.
神唔會容許我會將呢樣嘢變成我追求榮耀嘅一個嘅盼望。
You see, that's the reason you're not free. It's because you're boasting in something other than the cross.
所以點解我哋唔能夠指著十字架誇口？因為我哋指著其他嘅嘢，我哋而誇口。
And that other thing you're boasting in will not save you.
因為你一啲你依賴啊，你指著佢誇口嘅其他嘅嘢。他们不会是永远的存在。
And if you are a Christian already, if you can say, think, and work that through, you'll start to feel free.
当你是基督徒的时候，当你真正看到唯有指住十字架夸口的时候，你就会得到这个真正的自由。
You'll start to feel the joy of knowing Christ.
你会开始明白到认识耶稣基督嘅喜乐。
That's because you're boasting in the cross.
因为你系指住十字架而夸口。
And I would say that proves you're a Christian.
亦都睇到你真正系一个基督徒。
And that's the reason why Paul can say it'll set you free.
所以佢话令到你得到。真正的自由。
May I never boast, writes Paul in Galatians 6:14, except in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, through which the world has been crucified to me, and I to the world.
所以在第十四节，我再读一次，断不以别的夸口，只夸我们主耶稣基督的十字架，因十字架，因这十字架，就我而论。世界已经钉在十字架上了，由世界而论，我已经钉在十字架上了。
And you're set free because the world doesn't have anything you absolutely need.
因为当你在十字架上被钉上的时候，你世界上边不再需要任何的东西。
You've been set free to confront the world.
当你是得到这个真自由的时候，你可以去面对世界上面每一样的东西。
Let me ask you this, what makes you do things that are cowardly?
有什么会令到你是很害怕去做的呢？
It's always something you really have to have.
是不是一些你觉得你一定要有的东西呢？
You see, a Christian is different.
基督徒有一个不同。
You know, you may want professional success,
你好想在事业上面有成就。
You may want material comfort and approval.
一个物质上面的舒适得到人的认许。
Again, those are good things.
这些是好的东西。
Boast. Don't boast in those things.
但是不要因为这些东西而去夸口。
And you don't boast in those things because the world has nothing you have to have.
因为你不需要为这些东西而去夸口，因为这些世界上面的事是你不再需要有。
And that will set you free to confront it.
可以令到你得到真正的自由，然后去跟这个世界去对质。
You'll be more courageous.
你会更加勇敢。
You'll be more compassionate.
你会对这个世界更有这个怜悯。
You'll be set free to love.
你亦都会可以有呢个自由去爱其他嘅人。
That's why a Christian who truly understands the cross and hasn't forgot it looks at people out there and can't ever feel superior.
所以呢个做基督徒嘅人，佢会当佢明白到十字架之后，佢会睇呢个世界，佢唔会觉得啊比世界上面任何一个人好。
Because there's no difference.
因为冇一个人系唔同。
And you understand the cross, and the cross has sunk deep into the core of your heart.
因为这个你明白十字架的道理，这个道理已经是沉淀在你的身心灵的里面。
Because you know you're of the same.
因为你睇到每一个人都系一模一样。
That's what Paul's saying. The world is crucified to you, and you to the world.
所以点解保罗话十字架已经钉，世界已经钉在十字架上，世界而论我已经钉在十字架上了。
And you start not thinking in worldly categories anymore.
你唔再睇呢个世界系觉得系每一样唔同嘅嘢。
Because the world can't push you around anymore.
呢个世界唔会系你推动你后边嘅动力。
Because you've discovered, like the Apostle Paul, that you're willing to boast only in the cross.
因为正如好似使徒保罗一样，你夸口嘅系十字架。
Oh Lord,
主啊
，I pray that you would seal this truth into our hearts today.
让我哋呢个嘅基督嘅道理今日存喺我心里边。
How rich are the treasures that the Apostle Paul reveals to us in his letters?
我哋去珍惜使徒保罗所俾对我哋讲嘅说话。
Help us by the power of your Holy Spirit
靠住圣灵的能力
to understand what it means to boast in the cross of Christ.
明白到咩叫做指住十字架而夸口。
And that'll set us free from all our falsehoods, our false identities.
令我哋唔会去被呢个世界错谬嘅说话、错谬嘅身份去被疑惑。
And the world will no longer push us around.
呢个世界唔系喺我哋后边推动嘅动力。
Help us, O Lord, to see by faith.
帮助我哋去睇到。
In Jesus' name, Amen.
我系奉主耶稣基督名而求，阿门。